Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa. Support from the progressive left looks fairly split at the moment. Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota endorsed Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders during the fourth Democratic primary debate in Ohio this week.
What we need is a president who recognizes that we are not just fighting for one election. We are fighting for the very soul of our democracy. While healthcare insurance companies rake in millions of dollars, we need a president who will implement Medicare for all.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is also expected to endorse Sanders at a Brooklyn rally on Saturday, reported the Washington Post. Those two are half of the so-called squad, the face of the progressive left in Congress. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, though, was endorsed by progressive group Working Families Party, despite their support for Sanders in 2016. CNN debate moderator Anderson Cooper contrasted Warren and Sanders with more moderate candidates on stage.
There are, however, fundamental differences between many of you on this stage. Vice President Biden, just on either side of you, Senator Warren is calling for big structural change. Senator Sanders is calling for a political revolution. Will their visions attract the kind of voters that the Democrats need to beat Donald Trump?
A candidate's ability to beat Donald Trump is a key consideration for many primary voters, but they have to get there financially, too. Multiple candidates have spent more than they raised this quarter, including Biden, who spent $17.6 million, only raising $15.7 million, according to Federal Election Commission reports. But Sanders, Warren, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, entrepreneur Andrew Yang, and billionaire Tom Steyer are all in good financial shape. Steyer is using a significant amount of his own money, Politico reported. While endorsements for members of Congress may grab national headlines, support from local state legislators also matters. Iowa State Representative Ruth Ann Gaines has endorsed Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
She's a Midwesterner. I love that. I think that often Midwesterners are overlooked, and I think in the role of president, she would look at the entire nation, including us.
Gaines said that in her experience, candidates don't often come back to Iowa once the caucuses are over. But as a Midwesterner herself, Gaines said she thinks Klobuchar will.
I'm 72 years old. So I've seen a lot of candidates. Barack Obama is the only president who came back. That's my only experience in someone remembering that Iowa was first in caucuses and that we should be enduring to that candidate because we set them on the way to victory.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.